And we are back with another episode of Outside the Norm. What's going on, family?
What's up?
Two black men again.
Here we go.
Starting off the new year.
Yep.
They shouldn't have started off with us two. Not us two. Shout out to K-Dot. I know she doing some things right now, so we'll get back with you sometime.
Shout out to K-Dizzle.
In the future, happy new year to everybody. I know it's the fucking like 10th or 9th, but I ain't seen y'all since last year, so it is what it is. Right. Kiss my ass. All right, happy new year. Don't talk about me later.
Welcome to the new you in 2020.
Hey. shout out to my fraternity. It is Founders Day, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Spring 09, Optimus Prime. I've been in the game for a little while now.
Okay, shit.
Yeah. I'm old head. I'm definitely old head now, 13 years in the game. Shout out to my LBs. Shout out to all my frat brothers that, you know, I rock with. Yo, enjoy your day, brother.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. We here. We back. It's a new year. I got a new perspective on life, maybe. But we're going to talk about some shit. It's probably going to ruffle some feathers today.
New year, same bullshit.
Nah, we on some new shit.
Nah, it's a new year for us, but yeah. It's the same bullshit for everybody around
That's
us.
That's fair. Okay. So, all right. Let's get into it. We ain't even got to wait.
Okay.
So, we were watching a clip. I don't know if y'all know, and I don't feel like giving them free publicity, but it's a podcast called Fresh and Fit. Mm-hmm. We was watching the clip, and the dude, I don't know, is that Fresh? I think that's Fresh, right?
I don't know.
That's Fit? That's Fit.
One right. Of the Fs.
Most likely that's Fit. I think Fresh is the black dude.
We'll just
dude.
Say the F.
Whatever. All right, the light-skinned dude. The light-skinned dude out of the two. He basically said, he made a generalization and made a stereotype and said he doesn't date black women because they're loud, they're ignorant, they're ghetto, they're... rude, whatever the case, ratchet, whatever the case may be. But he did say, you know, if it was, it would be like white light-skinned chick or whatever the case may be. And somehow, it wasn't just him. The other dude said some similar shit too. And they use racial slurs in their context, you know, Knight Rider and Dark something. They did some basically, Darkness. You know, some shit around, surrounding that. So. I'm paraphrasing, so don't shoot me. So for me, it's like, so then it turned into this narrative that they hate black women.
Right.
But they do have black women on that show. Their parents are black. They're also not, I don't think they're American born. I think they are, no, I'm being serious.
I'm rolling.
Yeah, I don't think they're American.
I'm just waiting to jump in.
No, I'm not capping for these niggas, so let me be clear. I'm just trying to give context to who.
Nor am I.
Yeah,
however, it's going to come off that way.
Yeah, and that's fine. And that's fine. That's fair. And so I'm giving context to, you know what I mean? So basically, they don't date black women. Mm-hmm. And they don't prefer to date. Their preference is not black women.
Mm-hmm. Unless they're red bones. He did say
he
that.
He said maybe.
Yeah.
And that was a slight maybe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So. That turned into, spiraled into they hate black women campaign.
Mm-hmm. And ban them and cancel them because they hate black women and they're perpetuating stereotypes and blah, 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 and all this other shit. And my question then is, as it is now, is show me where he said he doesn't fuck with black women because they're black.
One would say, and like I told him, like we had a conversation, well, I'm gonna say because he used those slurs, and you know, I'm not rolling with that. Those, you know, he was prejudiced. He's prejudiced towards black women.
What if that was the only? Because it was brought up that he spends a lot of time in clubs with a lot of, you know, surface women, black or white,
right?
And maybe the ones that he ran into were that because that's not outside the realm of believability. And more than likely, he came to that conclusion because those same women wouldn't fuck with him. So now it's kind of a boomerang where he's saying, well, I don't fuck with them. Well, they weren't fucking with you anyway. However, none of that is I'm against black women and I hate them.
Well, like I told you, what I have realized over time and my experience, and this is my opinion, the internet has built a shield around
Mr.
anything.
Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground.
I'm just being real. This is my personal thing. It's my personal opinion, my personal feeling. Like, the internet, and that's why I'm speaking to the internet. The internet has built a shield.
What's up, big fella? What's up, Switchback?
Yes, sir. The internet has built a field of protection on anything negative that you say surrounding a black woman.
Mm-hmm. Is that right or wrong?
it's problematic.
Absolutely.
It's problematic for me because nobody, man, woman, child, old person, whatever the case may be, is above criticism.
Reproach, exactly.
Reproach or criticism.
Exactly.
So, going along to that case, I've often said to some of my friends, my women friends, female friends, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. that are black women, I said, a lot of the times, I said, they're your counterparts. Enable you guys mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. That
you
is
do you a huge disservice by doing so.
That is detrimental to you. That's detrimental to them. That's just not a good thing. So to go along, what we stand on course of what we're talking about. And in another clip where there was him talking to a black chick, mm-hmm. and he was asking her to stop basically the sidebar conversations mm-hmm. on the podcast.
Yeah.
The other chick jumped in. Saying, oh, you da da da, you mean da da da. He was like, whoa, you wasn't even here for the first part of this podcast.
Right.
Or you wasn't here for the first part. We already had this conversation with her, and I've asked her up five times.
When did you mean, and not just stream of consciousness for the conversation, when did you mean become a viable retort? Because I hear that a lot. You mean.
Or
oh,
you're mean.
Shut the fuck up. That's me being mean.
That's fair. And he wasn't rude.
No.
And I don't think he was rude at all. He's like, he said, hey, can you please stop doing that? Like, I've already asked you like five times already. Like,
right.
Can you please stop?
It's not your show.
And she knew she was wrong.
Right.
So that's why she didn't really had, she's like, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the case may be. But my thing is, the other chick wanted to, like, oh, how dare, it's like almost like a how dare you
check me,
check her or say something to her. Mm-hmm. Because she's doing something that she's not supposed to be doing. And it's like, to me, and I'm like, and he was going back and forth with her, and he's like, yo, if you don't like it, now, then he's like, yo, if you don't like it, you can get the fuck off the show.
Yeah.
Right?
And I thought he was well within his rights. It's not your show.
I have no disagreement. I don't disagree. But the flip side of that will be like, well, why do you, what I was asked was, why do you get to talk, why do you get to respond that way, or you get to act like that way, or whatever the case may be? I said, well, he was trying to be moderate. It's a common thing that we deal with, especially in America and in this society. I'm like, yo, it's a common thing that when people talk to you with respect and give you the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. most people ignore that shit. Or they don't give it the honor that it's supposed to get. Then when you get or you meet them at that level, mm-hmm. then it's this, oh, why are you acting like that, da 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 woo woo woo? And I'm like, well, why would it be that? It wouldn't have to go there if
I'm giving as good as I got.
Right, I wouldn't have to go there if you didn't act like what I said to you before didn't suffice.
Right.
So, you know, spinning back around to the narrative of this whole, like, y'all saying that he hate them because he said, I don't prefer X, Y, and Z.
Right.
That's not fair. I'm just saying that's not fair.
Right. And I don't know him from a can of paint.
Right.
To your point earlier, I can't tell the difference. I don't need to tell the difference.
Right.
It's not like I rock with him or roll with him. However, y'all wild for this. Like, y'all are fucking wild for this, because I ain't hear none of this shit. You know what? We'll get into that later. Y'all wild for it, because as much as y'all keep saying he hates black women, he's against black women, I listened to it several times.
Mm.
Listened to it with a critical ear.
Mm.
And never did I hear him say, I don't fuck with black women because they loud, ratchet, and just because they're black. Now, that would be a thing. If all he's encountered from black women is loud, ratchet, yada, 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 mm-hmm. which could be the case if all he's doing is encountering black women in the club,
mm-hmm.
because we may or may not be on our best behavior, presenting our best selves at the club,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's all he knows.
I think
so. Maybe he's speaking out of true ignorance. However, I don't think that that's hate.
I think the problem, what was brought to me in a conversation was, well, how does his rhetoric not come off as being hate towards a black woman? Because he's basically saying all black women are this way, because he didn't say, and I said, I will give you, no, because I am adamant about speaking with your words intentionally, right? So if he would have said, I said that if he would have said some, he might not, he still probably would have got the backlash, but it wouldn't have been as bad. It's the fact that he didn't say some. It's the fact that he tried to say all. Like, I guess they take it
point,
as all.
Point.
Counterpoint. Here we go.
It is all for him because of everyone he's met. That's all for him. It's okay. His definition.
Mm.
If everyone that he's met has shut him down, and then he takes that as being ratchet, because I think that's closer to the truth.
Okay.
I think he's tried to holler, and he just got his shit smacked. Mm-hmm. And okay, cool. So you take that and you boomerang it into, all right, well, they're loud, ratchet, this, that, and the third just because they don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. That's still not him hating black women. Okay. That's him being rejected and, oh, no, my feelings are hurting. Right. So, okay, cool. That's not him hating black women.
Okay.
However, when you say, okay, well, I don't rock with, to your point earlier, you know, I don't rock with black women because blah, 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 blah. People stop, a lot of people stop listening when they get to, I don't deal with black women. They don't listen to anything after that because everyone should fuck with them is the general consensus. Well, I rock with that, sure, but that don't mean everybody else has to.
So that's not without. So for me, in discussion that I was having, it was that black women are always at the bottom and always the least that is desirable, and they're perpetuating the stereotype of. Or perpetuating the idea of black women not being sufficient.
Always.
I was speaking to a black woman. That's her perspective. That's how she feels. That's her understanding.
That's a great box from which to work. Her perspective is black women are always at the bottom. So how do you explain the black women that are not always at the bottom?
I mean, she's saying in our society.
One way and it's the other.
So let me. I'm paraphrasing. Per our conversation, she is basically saying this society. She's speaking specifically to American society. Mm-hmm. And so in American society, she's saying that most of the time, I don't want to say all. I'm not going to say always because I don't want to be incorrect.
Broad stroke, exactly.
I'll say mostly black women are put down, not uplifted, not, you know, desired, made to be, you know, negative and kind of, you know, negative and stereotyping and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, you know, that when he said those things, how does it not come off as like, yo, you don't really fuck with us. You don't like us. You hate us. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Point, counterpoint. Dislike is.
And we talked about dislike versus hate.
Dislike versus hate. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Dislike is I don't like mayonnaise on my sandwich.
I hate mayonnaise.
Hate is I'm going to burn down every mayonnaise plant in America.
Is that the?
There's a difference.
Is that the level?
There's a difference.
I hate mayonnaise.
Is the execution.
Like,
you don't hate. Hate is a personality. You can't hate man. You seriously dislike mayonnaise.
Yo, I would really hate mayonnaise.
You had to.
I'm messing with you.
No, I know. You fucking. I know. I get it. It just some people don't like the back and forth we just had. They don't pull up.
Right.
It's like, oh no, he hates him because he dislikes him. All right, you disliked your girlfriend last week, and then, you know, next week y'all still kiki. So what the fuck? Did you hate her then, and now you don't hate her now?
Yeah, I think we use that word. I think we use words out of context a lot. There's very few things that I hate.
It takes work to hate.
Yeah.
It takes work to hate.
I do hate ignorant people. Like, choosing, like, to be. I hate.
Selective
like,
ignorance is.
Yeah, that's a. I hate that shit. Like, that burns. Like, that's.
And there's a lot of that in this discussion.
Yeah, that's. That.
There's
that,
a shit ton of that in this discussion. Because as soon as you ask them, well, show me where he said that. Well, it was.
The thing is, it's implied because of the use of the language. Look, and I gave you a great example. I gave you a great example. Like, I said, it's the same way that we say that. We can say that sometimes when white people come off racist, even though they don't say the word nigga, you understand what I'm saying? It's like if they say things along the line like, "Oh, you gonna get your chicken and watermelon? You gonna da 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 woo woo kind of thing." But is that
racist or is that hate? That's racism. Is it hate?
One would say it could be both.
How?
Is it not? Is it not hateful speech?
How?
Is it not hateful speech?
No, it's racist speech.
Okay,
it's ignorant speech. Hateful speech was
so. It's only racist when we have two different. So
racist and hateful. You said, is it hateful or racist? Yeah, sure, it's racist.
Okay.
Sure, it's stereotypical. Okay. It's ignorant. Is it hateful? No, it's hateful when you go, okay, you know, niggers eating chicken, watermelon, and I can't wait to hang them after they spit the seeds out.
Okay, that's fair.
Because they're black.
I can understand that. But I also said, like I said, they were being prejudiced to their own people, which I don't understand why that was problematic when we do it all the time. That's the thing that I hate. That's the problem that I have a lot of the times with my own people sometimes. I'm like, bro, we were prejudiced to each other all the time. Not saying it's right. I'm not saying that it's good. I'm not saying it should be condoned. But I'm just saying you can't get upset because somebody said something that you didn't like, but you do the same shit.
Yeah.
And we do the same shit all the time. You understand what I'm saying? We'll call somebody a black ass motherfucker in a minute, You understand? That's prejudice. You understand what I'm saying? Or we'll call him a soft, light-skinned bitch in a minute. Like, mm-hmm. that's prejudice. Or, you know what I mean?
Or they don't know him. Like you said, right. light-skinned, like, he's soft.
Right. Or call him a, you know, whatever type of name, feminine, whatever the case. You know what I mean? Like, so we do that. So when people, like, I'm like, so why are y'all so upset? Because you can not like what he said. Mm-hmm. And you can say what he said was ignorant. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
He was ignorant.
I'm fine with that. But you can't to I don't like when you put words in people's mouths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. like I gave the example. I said like it's like saying, "Well, I don't date Asian women."
Mm-hmm.
Or you hate Asian women. Well, how did you come to that?
And even to the point where I think it was Avin Preach that yeah. the clip you sent.
Well, Avin Preach. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. No, Avin Preach. Where the gentleman said that, well, if you say he gave examples, and one of them was about an Asian oh. person. You know, I don't deal with Asian women because their eyes are slanted, and this, that, and the other, and dot, 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 dot. And he said that like that was acceptable. Okay, are their eyes not a certain configuration for the most part?
Mm.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
may that creep you out as an individual?
Mm.
Maybe.
Mm.
Does that make you hate Asian women?
Mm-mm.
So what the fuck?
I pretty level headed people thinking people get it. So same thing for me. So I was like, and I use this. I said, I don't date Asian women because they don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm around them, they seem uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really talk to me. So why would I go and try to date a woman that I feel like is fearful of me?
Point. Counterpoint,
right?
A Margaret Cho,
mm.
who is very outspoken, very extroverted, would go, "That's not me." Right. So that's your. Both can exist at the same time on the same plane.
Yeah.
You're the women that you've encountered,
yeah.
maybe introverted, mm. shy, yada yada yada. The Margaret Cho's of the world, the Asian women that are, they're gonna go, "The fuck are you talking about?"
But we also gotta understand that culturally, there are some things that happen. That are perpetuated,
mm-hmm.
right? So most people that are not from most non-American mm-hmm. people have an idea and a stereotype and a stigma about black men, especially black people, but black men especially.
Yeah. We've always been a threat.
I agree.
We've always been a threat.
I agree. Like KS said, we either a tool or we something to be feared.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally. Right. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, well, I'm like, yeah. So I use that example. I was like, well, you can't say, I don't hate Asian women.
Mm-hmm.
Never said I hate Asian women. I just said I don't date them because
right.
they don't seem to want to be in my space. So you can't say I hate them because.
Surely. Well, the interwebs can because they just did it with this dude. Like if you had
I said the same, but I guess if I said some racial slurs, which would be inappropriate because I'm not Asian, you understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's the line of demarcation. I don't have a problem with him saying whatever he said. I don't have a problem with. I have a problem. Let me not say that.
I have a problem with
what he said.
We have a problem with a black person saying.
Well, he said Knight Riders. He said some other shit that was kind of like, come on, bro. Like really, like you doing a lot right now.
And I heard that as they really reject the shit out of you.
That's fine.
Black women really do don't not fuck with you. With you.
Yeah.
And you're lashing out like a petulant child.
And that's fine.
Like, come on.
I don't disagree with you.
And I know you're a learned, sophisticated yeah. person, and I would hope that more sometimes. People. For the most part.
I try.
I would hope that most people
trying would. Trying to put that a good old degree to work. Go ahead.
I would hope that the same way you could look at the classic Dave Chappelle skit.
Oh, I love him.
With, you know.
It's my guy.
Fucking the True Stories of Rick James.
Yeah.
And that was his whole speech. The darkness has entered the room. Niggas laughed a motherfucking ass off.
You're right. And it was prejudice as a motherfucker.
As a motherfucker.
But it was done in the form of comedy, so it was acceptable. I understand parameters and settings and things being a thing. I get all that.
Like, he hates black women. Why, nigga, where was all this vitriol and piss and vinegar when it should have been out there? Because the same motherfucker, Van Lathan, jumped on the fucking bandwagon. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him.
Oh, the bald head dude, right?
Yeah.
I know you're talking about.
And, you know, and.
I used to like him. I don't know.
I did too.
Okay. So what's changed? I haven't heard it. I haven't caught up.
Things change when things change.
I haven't caught up with him recently. So. Yeah.
Things change when things change.
Understood.
You know, shout out to Van Lathan. You doing your thing, bro. However, you fucking up. Like, you on the wrong side of this, and a lot of people are. Joe Budden, this, and I fuck with Joe Budden. You know, yeah. Like, you know, like, we hang out and get sandwiches, but, yeah. You know.
I'm glad you screenshotted it, because he definitely took that shit down.
Oh, yeah. He said he was. He said he was. He was like,
it's so what was the point of putting it up, though?
Because he wanted to get his shot off, and I'm like, Joe, nigga, if anybody has a type issue, you only fuck with light-skinned, thick Latinas, get the fuck out of here. Get the whole fuck out of here.
And that's problematic, because he had a lot to say, and exactly. I'm like, bro, you got to check your own shit before you start.
The fuck out of here.
You know what I mean? Like,
and I still fuck with, you know, that's man shit. Like, we're not always going to be right.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a man, you should be able to accept that and be like, okay, well, maybe I was bawling.
He definitely was capping.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He definitely was capping.
He caught that wave, and everybody, you know, he got a bunch of views and a bunch of likes and everything. Yeah. It's business. I get it.
Well, you know, it's a thing to protect. You know who the biggest, you know who support who. So, you know, and it's not a problem, but I don't think you should attack. Don't attack that man because you didn't like. You could just say, hey, well, I didn't like what he said.
Right.
Just say, I'm like, what he said.
Do you realize how much more popular they are now?
I
because
get it.
Y'all motherfuckers is all, uproar. Okay.
I get it. So can
motherfuckers
I?
Had,
so
they
can
had
I,
no idea who they were.
So can I flip the switch real quick? Sure. So you know how many, I've definitely, I'll tell you my experience. I've definitely ran into black women that said they don't date black men.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel? Honestly, how did it make you feel?
It made me, well, most of the black women that say that, I don't give a fuck anyway. However,
sounds like me.
However, I'm like, good. But, you know, it's like,
Lord Jesus.
And that makes me, I guess that would make me hate black women. Fuck y'all, I don't care what y'all think. This is,
no, that does not make you hate black women.
No, because
it just made you don't fuck with those particular women.
And I'm like, if you want to go there, nigga, fucking go there and have a good trip. Right. Fuck out of here. So, yeah, when they say that, I instantly think, what black man hurt you? That's my initial thought.
I don't even think that.
I do.
My thing is,
because for every action is
so. What stereotypes? Well, my question is, what stereotypes have you bought into, and how much have you been brainwashed to generalize the same way?
That's a close second. I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I shoot them bail because I'm like, look, if you did again with this dude, he has a very narrow experience with black women.
He also is in Miami. They're based in Miami. I don't know if they live there, but I know they're based in Miami.
You've been to Miami. That shit ain't too far from the truth. However,
I'm just saying.
We'll get off on another bellwether with that shit. But, or however, if a black woman is saying, I don't deal with black men, I instantly think, black men hurt you. So now you're like, okay, this is your reaction to that. Because I don't know, like, it's hard for me to buy into... You just have been told this, so this is what I'm going to do.
I can't. I don't.
You think that they just bought into the stereotype blindly, and now they don't
know? No, I think that I think they, whatever their population around them is, and whatever they're, because, let's say, and let's speak theoretically.
Okay, environmental.
Let's speak theoretically, right? I think society has way more, and the environment has way more of a influence than we give credit for. So, prime example, if you grow up in a fluent white neighborhood and you're black, and all you're around is white men.
I mean, that,
or
that has
if
an
you
influence.
You understand what I'm saying, that whatever they get, and that's all you're around. And he's like, well, I don't date black men.
It goes to the nature versus nurture.
Is it that you don't or you haven't? There's a different thing. So once again, it's about your words.
Right.
Don't say you don't. If now if you're saying I actively don't even want to try, I can understand that. I can get that. Cool. I've had black women say that to me. It don't make me feel no type of way. It's like, all right, that's on you. That's your loss, sweetheart. It's not on me. Like, you don't,
get on to the next.
Like, no, like, but I don't be like, oh my God, you hate black men. Like,
that's not the next jump.
That's not my jump. Like, you hate black men. I'm like, oh, you don't date black men because you're not comfortable with being with black men. You're not comfortable with our culture. You're not comfortable with, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you've been in a culture with that you have been, that you're comfortable with. And that's all you know. You don't want to step, and most people are scared. Most people are scared to step outside of their comfort zone because one, they probably don't even know how to interact and be in that type of zone.
Yeah.
They don't know how to. A black chick from suburban, let's pick somewhere, Beverly Hills. Just pick a random spot, Beverly Hills. It's not going to know how to deal.
Let's get even more specific, like Encino or Simi Valley.
Say less.
Simi Valley.
Cool. They are not going to know how to interact with me. Yeah, a Baltimorean, East Coast.
They're not going to interact with somebody from Inglewood or Compton.
But even
that's
still.
The same fucking state.
But I'm just saying. The reality is.
Generally,
they're not going to be able. I have even shit. We can even say women from. I've had experiences where I've had conversations with women from just like either the Midwest or from the West. And like even then, we're still not being even Texas. It could be St. Louis. I mean, I'm just saying Texas, St. Louis, not St. Louis, but yeah, St. Louis, Missouri, whatever the case may be. It's like, yo, we do. I mean, even still, black people are different everywhere. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're not around it, if you're not surrounded and ingratiated in it, or you don't know, and it makes you uncomfortable, of course you're not going to deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, I didn't say, oh, she hate. I'm like, oh, you hate yourself. And you hate the shit I hate is like, oh, you hate your mother. And you hate your father. I'm like, oh, you hate your father because you don't like black men. No.
Sometimes that's the case.
That can be, but I'm not saying, I'm not going to automatically default. But I'm not defaulting in that. I'm just going to be like, oh, you're not used to dealing with black men. Hmm. Or not used to dealing with, you're not around them.
Right.
So you don't know how to deal with them. Or you're not this and the third. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. If you want to date white boys and white boys only, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's fine. That don't make me feel like you hate me.
People die for your right to do so,
Rocket. It's your preference. That's what you prefer to do. I prefer
for your right to do so freely. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Man. So it's like, but once again, we don't have the same, it's not the same type of shield built for when men's experience.
There is no shield.
Or when, I mean, I understand that. I get that. I'm just saying.
It's pure vitriol. Protect us, love us. You're our kings. We're supposed to be your queens. And don't get me fucking started on that. But okay, yeah. It's that until it's time to show and prove.
It's not even, for me. It's not even that bad. It's not even that deep. So like, I don't like when people make shit deeper than what it has to be. It's like, yo, motherfuckers don't like what they like.
Yeah,
it's fine. It's fine. Does it change your life? Does it affect your life? Does it make you feel some type of way? If it don't directly affect you, or if it doesn't have an impact on you to where it makes you, it's detrimental to you, why do you give a fuck?
That's why I put in the group chat. I'm like, if it don't apply, ..
Let it fly. I mean, we've been saying that for a long time.
It's like, why do you care?
But
like,
I think,
why the fuck do you care?
I think that the bigger problem is that, and I'm speaking now, I'm going back to the bigger, the issue for me at hand with the whole situation is, why is it that you cannot see anything negative on the internet about,
or anywhere?
Well, that's fair. I'm just speaking straight because it was internet based. Why can you not say anything negative, or not even say negative? Why can you not correct? Why can you not be fair? Why can you not be honest? Why can you not be whatever the case may be when it comes to a black man speaking about a black woman? That's problem. That's become problematic for me on the internet.
It'd be great to have a black woman here to.
So let me give it context.
The door's always open for that.
Yeah. So let me give it context. Yo, I've went through more shit with black women in my life than anybody else.
Careful.
No, I'm just being real.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground.
No, you ain't let me finish. Let me finish.
But they'll soundbite that. Yeah. I've had more trouble with black women than anybody.
No, I said
that,
I've been through more shit, but I specifically date.
They will take that shit and run with it.
I specifically date and deal with black women. That does not make me say, oh, I hate black women because I've been through X, Y, Z, A, B, and C, da, da, da. I'm like, no.
You wouldn't. They would. And I'm not saying they. I'm saying the general public.
But even still, everybody is their own person.
Mm-hmm.
Every black woman is their own person.
Oh, I agree.
You understand what I'm saying? So no matter what I've been through, no matter how many situations I've been in, no matter how many feelings I've gone through, mm-hmm. I'm not going to default and be like, oh, you know what? I don't fuck with black women because they hurt my feelings, right, or they made me feel something. Like, no, that woman did that.
Right.
That woman did that. That woman did that.
And those three just happen to be black.
Right. And it's just like, it's not because they're black.
Right.
It's just like, yo, that's what
I'm trying to get somebody to speak to.
I get it. And it's like, yo, and then my thing, somebody would call me a fool, to be honest. They would say, yo, why do you keep dating or dealing with said woman because you go through all these things? And I'm like, well, what the fuck does that got to do with anything?
No,
but somebody, it's the reverse of when people say, well, I stopped dating a certain type of man because I kept rubbing into two X, Y, Z, A, B, and C, right? I stopped dating black men because this is all my experience with black men, so I started dating white men.
And never taking into account that you ran into these black men and you chose these specific black men.
We understand that too. Yeah. But somebody on the outside looking in, I'm giving you perspective of somebody on the outside looking in, they would say, well, Norm, why do you keep dating black women? If you keep going through these things with black women on the second and third, why not try something different?
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, no, I don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't have to try something different.
I haven't tried all of them.
Yeah,
so I don't know what I'm like.
A billion fucking, exactly. Yeah, like, I'm not just going to be like,
I ain't going to block my blessing by quitting.
Yeah, like, just, counterpoint. They could be like, well, you could be blocking your blessings by not exploring the other options.
That's true. True. Right. But you should be, however, you should be able to do both freely and without, you know,
no.
being antagonized.
No.
And having one choice weaponized against the other.
Now you know. Now you know.
Listen. This thing is making too much sense.
Listen. Now you know, as a black man who is decent, I'll just say, I'll use the word decent, a decent black man, you know what I mean? That self-sufficient,
right?
You know, intelligent, right.
I get it.
You know, da da da. If I was to cross on any other side of the track, they are dragging my ass through the fire, through the wind, and through the water. All of that. No. You know, I've had, like, and I said this before. I think I talked about this briefly. I've had black women say, yo, you look like you only date white women.
And that's never, I've been put in a box like that. And it's like statements like that never get blasted. They never get amplified.
But
like,
I don't give a fuck that much. That yeah, it is fucked up, but I don't give a fuck that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, oh, like, I'm not going to run on the internet and be like, I can't believe this girl Sheila said to me, da 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 woo woo woo, because I ain't looking for no fucking sympathy party. I ain't looking for nobody to come save me or fucking be on my side.
Fucking shit.
I don't care. Like, okay, that's what you think. That's what your thought process is. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I don't have to honor that or acknowledge that.
Acknowledge it, yeah.
I don't. That's your ignorance, right? If that's your defense mechanism for not wanting to talk to me mm-hmm. or not wanting to take a chance with me, sure. That's on you. That's not on me, yeah. Right? No, yeah. Yo, people can prefer whatever the fuck they wanted to.
Right.
Right?
Right. And it shouldn't be weaponized against them.
It shouldn't be. On the flip side, me and my friend, we're talking, and she said, you don't have to demonize the other party when you have a preference. And I can agree with that.
Sure.
I can agree with that. I'm not saying it. And I don't. So I think in that clip with them, they felt that they were demonizing black women by using those stereotypes and things like that when they say, go, you know, whatever the case may be.
What if it was true? Nobody wants to answer that.
Hold on. To go along with what you just said, I say, yo, what if in some of those statements there was some validity in that?
Yeah.
Right? That not saying that that's the case for all.
Right.
But there could be some validity to that. And that's not like we all haven't said some shit. So right, I've talked to plenty of black women that say, black men are trifling. They don't fucking da 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 da. I'm like, all of them?
When you fight so vehemently, and I said this several times, when you fight so vehemently to say, to paint with a broad brush,
yeah,
by default, you're giving validity
mm-hmm.
to whoever is saying the fucked up shit because you're not speaking to a specific experience and acknowledging the fact that that specific experience could have happened.
That's fair. That's fair.
But nobody wants to do that. It's not.
Because it's not.
Pacification of a generation. I keep saying it.
Is it? It's not my generation, yo.
It's not my generation.
I'm not saying it's yours. I don't know, yo. I just think it's the internet, yo. I think the internet just gives a place for a lot of bitch ass people to just be.
Smooth segue into catfishing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the internet just gives you it just gives a key to bitch assness. And because you can say whatever you want and you can be anonymous and you can be whatever and people can't get to you.
The internet is dynaball for bitch assness.
That's fair.
So we're gonna look it up, people.
You funny as shit. So we're gonna segue. That was a good half on that. We're gonna segue into catfishing.
Yeah.
We had a conversation about this.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
We don't believe, so me and Aunt both agree mm-hmm. that there's no way in 2022.
Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way, boy. In 2022. Fuck that. Even before then.
After the first movie.
Yeah.
I give y'all. I don't know when that came out. We'll say for the sake of conversation, it came out, what, 2014-ish, 13? I don't know when it came out. But I'll give you 2 years after that because it has to go around and people have to see it.
Fuck all that. It's no way in 2022 that you still can get catfish.
Nah, if you catfish in 2022, you want that shit. And yeah, you may say that's victim blaming. Fuck it.
How's that victim blaming?
Because they didn't know, and they were lied to. You bought into it. If you believe,
you chose ignorance.
Exactly. You woke up and chose ignorance. You believe that a camera phone is broken. Come on, Joe. You've been dealing with. I
need more ginger beer, but I don't want to get up. Go ahead.
Do your thing.
No. Go ahead. Continue. Well, this is good.
The thing is, all of the reddest of red flags are there. You don't see the person. You've been dealing with the person for not a couple weeks. You've been dealing with this person for months, sometimes years. And then you goof-ass niggas are surprised when it ain't the person that you thought it was or they portrayed themselves to be in this, that, and the third. You've enabled this person to fucking carry you. That's on you, cuz. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
That man's great. Gave me time to do all that and everything. No, that's real shit. Like,
professional.
Like, there's no way that you should be getting catfished. Like, if you got to trust your instincts at some point. You got to trust your gut feeling at some point. You got to trust your better brain at some point.
Anybody watching, please feel free to bring your contact.
You know what I mean? You got to trust your better brain at some point. It's like, yo, how the fuck can you allow somebody to, yo, it's sweet nothings in your ear. That's what you're allowing to make you think that this person is
exists.
Is this the way that they promise to you? You ever got catfish?
And people got, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
But this was like in 2004.
This was way back when.
Back in the day. Yeah. We talked about this. Yeah, we talked about this.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good for me either. It wasn't.
Very ungood.
I wasn't. We're friends on IG and everything, but
no,
still.
We are not.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was just out and out lies. But, you know, live and learn. It also wasn't months and months and years and years.
Yeah, like, that shit wild to me.
You are dedicating yourself to someone that you've never shared the same air with, or at least had a face to face conversation with.
Yo, that's just wanting to believe in something that it's like wanting.
It's
to
lazy. It's fucking lazy.
Is it lazy or
it's
is it
super
wanting to,
lazy?
Is it wanting to feel good?
Fuck your feelings. It's lazy. Sure I can. Especially if you want me to acknowledge your feelings and use that as an excuse for you not putting in the fucking work.
I mean, it felt so good.
Do realize that people, well, like your parents, they didn't have internet, Instagram, this, that, and the third. They didn't have any of that. They had to actually punch numbers on a phone, call somebody, meet somebody, share the same air with somebody.
They had to meet you to get the phone number.
They had to hang out at the fucking mall, this, that, and the third, whatever the case may be.
I was from that generation, too.
So, you know,
don't do me like
the whole no,
I'm fucking with you.
Security, fucking Owens Mills, all that good shit.
Definitely was up Owens Mills looking at the biddies,
man.
At Owens Mills trying to get the biddies at Cinnabon. Shout out to my man Tavon, used to work at Cinnabon. Used to go up to Owens Mills, get the Cinnabons for the chicks. I said, yeah, you like this icing? Yeah. Hey, my man, put extra ice on. I got it.
You know that's $1.34 a month. Nigga, I got it.
Easy work, cuz. Don't worry about that. Yeah, let's go sneak
Light.
It. Let's go sneak it to the movies now.
Right? Gotta offset that shit.
Nigga, we going to... Yo, I stuck in that movie theater so many times.
It was easy.
It was super easy.
It was super easy.
Talking about my criminal lifestyle. It's all good.
I think it's lazy because they don't want to put in... They don't want to work. Shout out to Tom. You know what that's about. They don't want to work. So the fact that they don't want to work and actually do the bare minimum. The bare minimum is meeting someone. Is seeing someone. Is speaking
to
someone.
Well, they're in another state.
FaceTime, my guy.
I feel you.
So if they're in another state, they can't FaceTime. The camera's always broke. This, that, all these other excuses. Nigga, that's not an excuse.
That's a reason to debt it. That's a reason to debt it.
You move on to the next, you fucking goof.
Yeah, it's definitely a reason to debt it. I'm debting that shit. That's just me and my. That's just me. Now, maybe that's my logic brain.
After the third time my camera's broke,
right,
the catfish wins. Catfish fucking wins, and you deserve every fucking thing you're about to get or not get.
My logical brain is just like, yo, something ain't right. And I mean, maybe because I'm a skepticist. Is that fair? I'm just a skeptical motherfucker.
You don't have to be. I mean, you could be skeptical.
I'm a skeptical motherfucker.
I encourage a certain level of skepticism as well.
Yeah.
However, this is just basic common sense, and I realize common
it's not,
sense
though.
Is not common. Well, it's I not. Think it is.
It's emotions and feelings.
Well,
over skepticism.
I think it's common sense because
some people want love so bad,
right? They want it. However, common sense would tell you that they're just certain shit. Like you wouldn't take that from somebody you see every day. Like if somebody you see every day says, my car's in the shop, my car's in the shop, my car's in the shop, my car's at some point you'd be like, nigga, you ain't got no car.
Definitely ain't got no car.
The fuck out of here. It's,
yeah, I understand that.
But you're gonna give your heart to somebody that's, you know, miles away for years?
Yo,
people, fucking cool. both.
Cause some, yeah, I'm not. Some people want to love. Go. Some want to be. Some people want to love and be loved.
I think everybody does at some point.
They do, and maybe they too. Maybe they feel they lack the confidence. They lack the honest. They lack the ability to go out and fucking meet people organically.
No, they don't. Because they have a social media presence and they got pictures.
No, you ever seen a motherfucker on Catfish?
No, some of them be job cool.
Some of them don't. Some of them don't. They be jive, woo. Like, nah. Fuck, I see why you was hiding in the shadows. Like, come on, yo.
This nigga said hide in the shadows.
Yo, I see why niggas is on the keyboard. Da, 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 da. Talk, yo, type me the motherfucking Hardaway. But they face.
Equipment failure.
No, listen. You know I ain't telling no lies, yo. You just seen some motherfucker. It's like, yo, motherfucker look like motherfucking Igor from fucking Frankenstein, motherfucker like Quasimodo,
hey,
motherfuckers that, like, nah, yo, I understand why
like
you was
a car salesman told me years ago. There's a butt for every seat, so for every Igor, there's a female compadre.
I'm not saying it ain't, but that ain't the ones they fucking catfishing.
I get it, but the ones that they are catfishing are falling for it, and it's like you should have more sense than that.
Nah, man, because you know why they
fuck
so,
your heart, nigga.
Listen, man, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Ain't no fucking way, boy. Ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way, boy. I learned long. It was one time for me. It only took one time for me.
One time
for
me, too.
Mm-mm.
I only got to touch that stove once. Be like, listen, oh, shit, that motherfucker hot as fuck.
Listen, I got to. Listen, if you can't meet, you can't FaceTime. I don't even like FaceTiming. That's a crazy thing. If you get, but I need to do it at least once or twice.
Shout out to Boondocks. FaceTime is nigga technology.
You gotta be,
fucking can't stand it.
Got to be one. I don't even. People don't really do it no more, actually. It's not as when they first came out. It was
some
like.
Some people depend on it on a regular basis.
Oh, well, I don't.
You know who you are.
Somebody out there for everybody. No, it ain't. No, it's not, Steve. No, it's not. It's not out there. It's not somebody out there
so
for
you
everybody.
Say, wait. Okay, let's go.
I don't believe in
so
that.
So you think that there's an island of misfit toys and
yo,
people?
I feel like, yes. There's not somebody.
Y'all just got to be good with not having anybody.
Yo, there's not somebody from everybody, yo. There's not.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That's fine. There's not. I don't give a. You are not older person. There's not.
You are not older person.
You are not older person. There's not somebody for this everybody,
is,
yo.
This is what I would expect from someone whose feelings
what?
Are on 23-hour
Come
lockdown.
On, don't do that. That's me. I'm being real. No, so am I being real?
No, I get
or
it.
Niggas want to be pacifying motherfuckers well, and be like, yo, everybody going to get somebody.
No, they don't. I would like to they think. Don't. In this big blue globe that on which we live, there is someone for everyone. You just may not encounter them.
Okay, that's fair.
For me, it's a numbers thing.
I hear you. Everybody don't get a person, yo. Everybody ain't blessed the same. Everybody, listen, yo. We know life is about inequity.
Everybody doesn't get a person. You get a person. You get a person.
Yo, life
look
is
your seat.
Life is inequity. Am I lying?
No.
Oh, okay.
Life is very.
So
unfair.
We understand that life is inequity. We know that everybody don't get a fucking person. Or they might not run into the person. That's just, you know.
Or they may pass them and you know, they don't bless them by thinking, this ain't my person.
I'm just saying, yo. It's not, you know.
It's hot as shit in there.
Some people don't, you know. Yeah. It doesn't happen that way, yo. I might not get a person. And that's fine.
Yeah, but it won't be for lack of educated and, you know.
Ain't got nothing to do with that, yo.
Trying.
Ain't got nothing to
I'm
do with that.
I'm talking about the people that are lazy as fuck and talk about.
I'm lazy.
You're not lazy to the point where you're going to talk to somebody over the interwebs for 4 years.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. First of all, that's too much time invested.
Thank you.
That's not lazy. That's too much time invested at that point. That's just too much fucking time invested.
Stupid.
I would be called lazy for the opposite because I ain't trying to invest that much time. If I feel like it's some bullshit, I'm out. Nope, I'm good. Especially on some internet shit.
Man,
like
that, everything is
back evil. In my day. You know how man, listen.
Back in my day,
when I used to be on the apps, shit. I had to my cut cards was quick.
Tell us about your MySpace days.
Man, nigga, on MySpace, I don't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck.
What was the other one? That was the hookup page.
Black Planet.
Nah, it was Black Planet, and it was another one. It was like a one word one. I forget what it was.
MySpace, Black Planet. What tag? It wasn't
tagged.
It was tagged.
Tag. Yeah, it was a lot of free balls on tag.
Was it Badu? Badu was one too.
I don't know about that one.
See, I told you I lived a dark life at some point in my life. Just saying. What?
What did you say?
Yes, they did. No, they don't. I'm just saying. Like, I used to listen. I've become a better person over time. You understand what I'm saying?
This is the better version.
Listen. I'm trying to tell you, like, yeah. Because no.
Yeah, because no.
You know what I learned? You know what I no, because you know what I learned? I learned just like women can have preferences, and we talk, and it segues back to what we said, right? So can you. And you ain't got to stand for the bullshit. Like I'm speaking to men. Now I'm speaking to men because I'm tired of you motherfuckers sometimes too. Speaking of men,
stop
yo.
Stop enabling them.
Stop
bullets in their gun.
Not even that. Yo, stop doing yourself a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing yourself a disservice,
more.
Yo.
You deserve better.
Stop, yo. Stop putting up with certain shit. Stop allowing certain shit. Stop fucking like
normalizing
navigating.
Yeah. Dumb bum shit.
Yeah, like yo, stop that shit. Because y'all niggas make it harder. For me. I'm selfish right now. Y'all make it harder for that, you know what I mean? Like that got their shit together. Y'all be telling a lot of lies out here, yo. And y'all be perpetuating a lot of bullshit. Stop that shit. Stop it.
Stop letting bum bitches breathe.
I ain't talking about, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying in general. I'm speaking more.
Hold on. I got to say, because I don't want to be, I'm not talking about killing them, hurting this, that, and the third. When I say breathe, I mean move freely and do bum bitchiness shit. I'm not talking about, you know, perpetuating violence or anything like that. I know I got to do a disclaimer for you goofball ass niggas. So that's the disclaimer.
That's fair. I'm saying, I'm tired. I'm so mad at men that keep, you know, just making shit worse and worse. Cause it's not on women, yo. It's on us. And it's like, yo, y'all just be doing the fucking most, yo. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Stop lying. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not interested,
they try to gas for the ass and don't know when to stop.
Well, if you're really not truly interested, leave her alone, yo. Leave her alone. Cause I'm tired of hearing her fucking internet stories. So leave her alone.
Speaking of internet stories, this is a great segue. The post that you sent.
Yeah.
I'm looking up to try to.
I know what you mean. You talking about the one I said about the financial stability,
right? And just going to the core of that, I'm tired of women and men. Mm-hmm. But however, I see a lot more women posting it than I do men.
Mm-hmm.
That is not to say that men don't. However, again, I see a lot more women posting than men. Stop bitching about what the expectation is without acknowledging you chose that goofy ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody put a gun to your head and kept telling you choose the same nigga with a different name. You fucking goof. That's on you. So miss me with the, why is the expectation that, you know, we're supposed to, that isn't the expectation. That's your fucking choice. Mm. Stupid. That's on you.
No.
So let me
bring up the main, give context to the main. So basically she was like, stop basically demonizing black women that want financially stable men. It's okay. You shouldn't want struggle love or whatever the case
right.
may be.
Why is the expectation that paraphrasing, that we should accept struggle love?
So with this last 10 minutes, we're going to debunk this myth.
We're not going further? Because
No. We're
gas in the tank.
I know. We're going to debunk this myth.
2022.
Funny as shit. we're going to debunk this myth, all right? So hear me out and just driving the car with me. Ride shotgun with me, bro. Okay. So I broke it down to like this. I said, financial stability is a term that's been hijacked to by women, right? Because financial stability, if you look at the basis of the word, it means you are able to live the life that you want to live comfortably, doing the things you want to do, making the money you want to make, and for you. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with anybody else. Mm-hmm. You are financially stable. It's an individual thing. So somehow, in my opinion, let me preface by saying that, financial stability has been manipulated into being well off or wealthy as a man. If a man is financially stable, it doesn't mean he's wealthy. Mm-hmm. It means he's okay to afford the lifestyle he wants to live, mm-hmm. this and the third, what he does prior to you. Period. Now, if you're financially stable and he's financially stable, that means both of you guys should come together and be financially stable together. And now you should have a better lifestyle because it's two financially stable people making more because two incomes are always better than one. No matter, period. Even for the most part, you know, two good incomes or two
there
decent.
There are times when it's not. However, I know exactly what you mean.
Two decent incomes are better than one. And then that allows you both space to do more things, mm-hmm. right? So somehow this financially stable thing has been manipulated into take care of me. Right? No. I'm financially stable. I can afford my life the way I wanted to and do whatever I want to do. You weren't included in that plan of my financial stability, right? If I'm going to include you in this plan, now I have to revamp my financial stability plan. Or you have to be able to come together with me, and either if you want to remain in your financially stable spot, we work together.
Mm-hmm.
A partnership, one would say. Right? Or if you want to relinquish your financial responsibility that you were carrying, and you want me to be fully financially responsible, mm-hmm. you have to live with what I deem is financial stability. So there's a sacrifice that comes with that. Right? Do you feel me? No, homo.
I'm the passenger.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On that? Give me your thoughts. Because if not, then we...
Rolls the window down on the passenger side. All right. So where's all this fucking, I'm independent, I don't need this, I don't need that, yada, 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 when it's, well, financially stable? Like, why does that conversation not get blended into, I want a man that's financially stable? Shorty, are you financially stable? Because if you're not, shut the fuck up.
Ooh.
Wow.
You ain't got no ends in me, Casa, if you're not financially stable. Mm-hmm. You cannot fucking come at me with that. Nigga, I was doing good before you. I'm going to do better without you mm-hmm. because I ain't got you in my fucking backpack.
Mm-hmm. What if she is financial? Let's walk
That's
with this.
That's a different conversation.
Let's walk this. But let's say
she's... The women that are financially stable, mm-hmm. don't talk that dumb shit.
That's fair.
Because they out getting dough. They out moving. They out doing what the fuck they need to do to better themselves. And they look at, you know, a relationship and a man as, you know,
a surplus?
An accessory. No. They look mm-hmm. at it as an accessory, as and not as something that is an addition and not a necessity.
Okay.
And the bum bitches that talk that stupid shit mm-hmm. about ain't financially stable. These motherfuckers they ain't even paycheck to paycheck.
Mm.
They looking for a fucking sponsor.
Should men be sponsors?
If the man wants to be, I can't fault them on that.
That's fair.
It ain't tricking if you got it and you want to do it. That's on you.
Is financial stability and sponsorship synonymous?
No.
It ain't. I agree.
No, absolutely not.
I think it has been made that
way. Absolutely not. It's been made that way by a certain demographic.
Which demographic is that? Oh, that's what we're doing? This is what we doing?
It's been made that way by a certain demographic.
Continue.
When's the last time you heard a dude bitching about, man, I can't find no woman that's financially stable. I just wish I could find someone that you know, can help me lighten my load.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never said that in my life.
Show me a post like that. I'll wait.
Yeah, I've never. It's some men. I can't say that. There's some men that definitely like that. I mean, we don't rock with them. But there are men that like that. There are men definitely looking for.
I'll acknowledge that for the sake of conversation. For a come up. Are there more men that post that way, or are there more women that post that way?
Did you see the one I posted there about the cougar? When the old lady, you didn't see the post? Oh, you got to go back in the group chat.
Look, paraphrase.
It was basically, she basically was an old head taking mm-hmm. care of her. She was like, I got your food. She was, okay. You know, no, you got to watch it later. It's funny.
Okay.
It's funny as shit.
But is that a quid pro quo, though? She does the food, she does it, and she get good young dick, and she's good?
Well, she was like, yo, go get your hair cut. She's like, you take your baby mama out to eat. She get her head done. She need to get her head done. Here, take the car. Make sure she go get her head
done.
That's
a woman that's secure in her shit. She already knows. She's like, look, she's financially stable. Right. She can take that nigga or leave that nigga. It don't matter.
She's like, didn't I tell you give me your bills? She's like, give me a bill. It was funny. It was funny. One can dream. I'm playing. I'm playing. Go ahead.
Views expressed by normal.
Nah, I'm normal. I'm just joking. I'm joking. I have a hard time accepting things from women. So that's a whole nother conversation.
This is the way you are. It's the way a certain generation, and well, I wouldn't even say a certain generation. It's the way certain people are wired. I do too. Stacey and I, we get into it. We battle each other with like who's gonna like outspend each other on each other.
Nah, I ain't trying to do none of that. I don't want you to spend on me. I'll spend on you though.
Right, yeah. And that's the way I am. And then she does. And I'm like, why are you doing that? And they say, because I want to. And I'm like, so
yeah, I know. You know. Reciprocity is a thing we work on. It's a thing we're working on in 2022.
I'm working on accepting it.
We all work. We're working on it. Accepting reciprocity. We're working on it.
Do it regardless.
And right. I'm like, we're working on accepting reciprocity in 2022. Okay, that is the goal
there,
for us.
There's a certain contingent.
Yeah.
That to them they're like,
shout out to all the good black women in the world.
Well, yeah.
Well, go ahead. Continue.
And I think all black women have the potential.
Mm.
And I'll leave it at there.
There's a lot of, and so let me say this, there's a lot of good black women.
Because everybody's definition of good is different.
There's a lot of successful, good, great black women in my circle, and mm-hmm. I definitely want to give them love.
And I think that's why we have the views that we have.
That's fair. Because I don't deal with fuck niggas.
Right. We deal with people on a certain, they're on a certain level.
Yeah.
And when we encounter those that are not, have not yet achieved mm-hmm. that level,
yeah,
it's we perceive it as fuckery because they seem to want to wallow in the laziness of blame, what do you can do for me, blah, 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 as opposed to if you out there getting it, you ain't got time to be bitching.
That's more my that's
you
more
ain't
my
got time to bitch. I'm out here I'm trying to get it.
I'm trying to get it. Listen, I get it. No pun intended. I'm with you. I think we had a good one. It was a good one to start off the new year. You know? You didn't like it?
I encourage.
We got 4 minutes.
Well, I encourage.
What?
What? I don't know.
I know her. I know Naya. What's up, Naya?
Hey, Naya. Thank you for joining. I encourage anyone, please. The door is always open. 2022, I want somebody to shut me the fuck up.
No, you know.
But I ain't with your feelings and your existential bullshit. I'm coming with facts. And if you're not coming with facts, I'm going to fucking destroy you. I'm telling you right now.
And y'all think I'm not an
with
asshole.
The feeling shit. No, I'm not with the feeling shit. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. Empirical evidence. Tangible shit. Facts. I don't care about what your feelings were. I don't care about your past. If I did, I would ask. So the thing is,
bars,
when you fucking come out here and you're like, oh, it's this. And my first thing is, okay, well, here are the facts that prove the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Point. Counterpoint.
You want to get some wings?
All right.
Oh. All right. That was random as fuck, but I was just thinking about it. I was saying,
whenever you say wings, I instantly go chef special, and I'm like, fuck, I should.
You can get eight. Shout out to Alba.
Them shits is delicious.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was a nigga moment. That was definitely a black man. Like, you want some wings? It's all good. I was fucking with you. I ate early with
them
you.
Them shits is delicious.
I actually ate before I came in here, so it's all good. Man. Well, yeah, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
I always appreciate your thought process and your wisdom.
Wisdom. And I appreciate
those. You be 5-0 this year, right?
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
March.
God willing.
March
God,
what?
God willing. March 7th.
I was going to say 8th. I was close.
Yeah,
I was close. I was close.
You're right there.
Listen.
I might wake up on 8th.
That's fair, man. Man, listen. How long? I've known you, what? 4 years now? 2017?
I thought 26? It was like 5.
2018? No, it's like 14.
It was late 16. It was 17?
Was it 17? Yeah, because I moved in a new spot in 2017. But maybe it was 18.
No.
Had to be 2018.
Really?
Yeah. Because I moved into the spot in October of 2017. Uh-huh. But my first challenge, you were in my first challenge.
I was in the second one, I thought.
But it still was in 2018 then.
Okay.
It wasn't in 2017. It was in 2018.
You had two in the same year. That's right.
It's 2018. So 20 years. 3 years.
Shit.
3 years.
See?
3 years. And y'all think we known each other for a lifetime. That's what happened with real men. Sit at the table.
And again, we don't agree on everything.
Nah, we definitely don't. He don't fuck with me on the low.
Just most things.
Nah, I'm playing with you. All right, man. You know how we do this.
Unc C.
And this is Mandatory Snowman. We out this bitch. Peace.
Fuck your feelings.
That's fair.